listening to the Vancouver Mixtape on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Hokomelem and Squamish-speaking peoples. I'm Jesse.
I'm Jamie.
And we're back to do more radio stuff with you, to present to you our picks, our favorites, new discoveries, old favorites, all sorts of stuff from Vancouver's independent music scene, the way that we sporadically do. We're just kidding. We're here a lot. We're here every week in one form or another.
It's true. We are.
To hang out with you, our best friends, whoever you are, whether we've met or not, we're best friends. Okay? It'll make sense soon.
It's settled.
It's settled.
It's settled.
Jamie, we have too much music to play, which seems to be a theme, a recurring theme with us. I see 16 tracks in our play sheet. I already know a couple of them are getting chopped because they stink. No, because there's no time for all of them. So why don't we get things going with a moment that is both very exciting and very sad.
Oh boy, we're going to dig into the feelings really quick and really early here, and we're going to say goodbye to one of our favorites, I think.
Yeah, Japan Droids, the band, you could say the band that brought this show together in a way, certainly a band that ignited a love of local music, or, you know, poured some gasoline onto the fire for myself, and I believe for you as well, Jamie, and a band that was just about ready to give up and then put out a record that blew up. And then put together like a 15-year career of putting out records.
And playing lots and lots of shows.
Lots and lots and lots of shows. And
did you read the Instagram post, the goodbye post, that came out when the album was released the other day?
I did.
So the one thing that was really cool about that is how DIY that show was. The photo that was Post Nothing came from. They're talking about how they just like booked the Anza, fronted the money, got like 100 people in there, had a blast, and they're like, well, this is probably gonna be it. This is probably gonna be the biggest thing. And then they were doing international global tours. So
and,
cool.
And so they put out their final album. They've decided, due to circumstances and geography, not to do a final tour, so there will be no farewell show, or that show has already happened.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I have to say, upon learning that, I was very deeply saddened and shaken to my core. I didn't even really realize how much I wanted that one last Japan Droids show.
Oh, yeah. Ugh.
And, you know, I was going to say they're split up. Brian King lives in Chicago, I believe, at the moment, or in America, and can't really leave because he's trying to get his citizenship there, and once you leave, it restarts the counter of how long you've been in the country and a bunch of stuff. Anyway, so a little sad about that, but the record came out, and it's a nice coda to the career, a nice ending point, and we're going to play for you the very last track on that record, so you can just skip through the whole business and see how it ends. This is All Bets Are Off by Japan Droids from their new and final record, Fate and Alcohol.
Darkest corner of the place. bets are off. And now. We'll be right back.
Something Belonging to Others. The opening track from the new record, Rookie, by King Bob, which rules.
You're a big King Bob guy.
Yeah, I...
Monarchist.
Exactly. Well, actually, according to King Bob's Bandcamp, they are not affiliated with the Minions, Walt Disney Corporation, or the House of Windsor. So...
Important. Okay, that's good, that's good, that's good.
I guess that doesn't exclude other branches of monarchy, but...
At least the big ones.
The big ones.
The big ones, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that record, Rookie, is really good. I initially listened to the band King Bob because the main songwriter, Jackson McDonald, hosts a podcast called Rookie Fever. Rookie Fever. Roxy Fever.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the new record came out, and I was like, well, I'll give it a listen, and I am blown away. It's full of great pop rock, pop punk bangers, some hardcore stuff, a real great working class philosophy, and it's catchy as all heck. So it's funny, I was thinking like, oh, I should write into the podcast and be like, I really like the record, good job Jackson. And I was like, wait a minute, I have a show that specializes in music from the Vancouver area. King Bob are from Victoria though, so this time I'm the cheater.
Wow.
Not Jamie. I know.
Wow.
That's egg on my face.
I do really love, and you know that this is so aggressively my jam, but boy, do I love the really frank pop punk style of it. The, I'm gonna talk to you and use normal words that aren't remotely all that poetic.
Yeah.
Like, I love all that. Also, yeah, you're right. There's catchy melodies.
It's great. Go buy it on Bandcamp or other places, and who knows? Maybe we'll reach out. Before that, we had friends of the show, Joey Chaos and the Ghosts.
Ooh.
The track called Bad Beat from the new EP, Graces. You can hear more of Joey on Ono Radio.
Hey!
Which is Tuesdays on CJSF. And before that, kicking things off, was the swan song of show heroes, Japan Droids, All Bets Are Off, from Fate and Alcohol. Rest in peace, Japan Droids.
R.I.P. in peace.
We love you guys. Drummer Dave Prowse, former CJSFer.
Hey! We actually talked about this last time we did the show, but I do love the late night performance that they did, where... He wore a CJSF shirt. That was cool.
Love it. Gotta rep the homies, you know?
Gotta do it.
Okay, well, let's rep a homie. Let's play one of our former guests. I'd like to think friend, but, well, that's presumptuous. Acquaintance, friendly person who's been on the show before.
Someone we like as a human.
This is Sade Awele with a remix of Moto featuring Larizzle. So, let's get into it.
To my mother. No, I'm not bragging though. Come for me, you come for the multitude. No lie, no lie, we stay not so good. When I win, we all win, that's a friend still. Yeah. See you peeking over there, but you don't recognize. I'm so far from usual, not trying to disguise. I'm not here to brag, but you can blame it on your pride. I'm just trying to get my people to the other side. I got the juice to make it dance like at the bar. Who got the flag? I got the flag. I got the money, so you know I got the bag. No, I'm not bragging, no. Come for me, you come for the multitude. No lie, no lie, we stay in our circle. When I win, we all win, that's what friends do.
Since when I used to bust, but bus changed. As a young butthead, when I used to butt heads, but any authority figure I was strange. Still that, but peel back the layers and remove the mask I used to wear every day. I wanted to start straight for humility to reset my ego, so I really don't go astray. So much play, so much wasted time, so much energy in and in a pile of disarray. Still I build collections, connect and direct connections, and they're going strong to this day. If I only knew then what I know now, would I really be better off? It's hard to say. When it comes to the game of life or the rap game, I feel like it's increasingly hard to play. So why play it?
THC featuring Mocha Only from her new album Ab Reaction. And before that was Lila Gray, the track Haunt off of her upcoming record Scared of the Dark. You Should Be Too. And that set kicked off by a remix of Sade Wele's Moto. Right here on the Vancouver Mix Tape. That's what we call the show. That's what we do. We mix